The sun, the stars, let me give you the universe. Written by Notcase Pollard, 2016, and read by Esdema. Done in collaboration with Cantorina and Rena Jenkins for Podfic Polygons 2018. This is a Star Wars sequel trilogy fanfic featuring the pairing Finn, Poe, Rey. Falling in love with Rey is very different from falling in love with Finn. Flying a TIE fighter was all acceleration. Push the throttle and you're going 1,000 miles an hour, quick as that. You feel it drag at your bones, push you back into your seat, the gravitational force hitting you hard. Like the removal of a helmet, a name, an embrace, and a jacket fitting snug over broad shoulders. Love hitting you with a velocity you're powerless to fight against. And why would you, Poe thinks, when you could push out the throttle further and feel the burn of acceleration? Poe feels every minute of falling in love with Finn, from the moment the stormtrooper pulls off his helmet and says, uncertainly, it's the right thing to do. He lets the fire lick at him, burn him up like spaceship fuel every time Finn smiles, and oh, he smiles so much now. Now that he's out of medical, and walking, and Rey is home, all lit up with something that Poe can't feel, but knows must be the force his mother talked so much about. The two of them are inseparable. Poe tags along, a third wheel, and knowing he's a third wheel, and he still feels the force and the velocity of it. Rey is cautious of him at first, uncertain of his relationship and hers, and how they fit together with Finn, and Poe takes care to be as easy and charming as he knows how. She watches the way Finn looks at him, relaxes into it, and begins to laugh at his jokes. Eats every different kind of cake in the mess, one after another, until she's complaining her teeth ache with the sweetness, and then eats another at his urging, because Corellian air cake is his favorite. Picks up his helmet where it's sitting on the shelf next to her, puts it too large on her head, makes noises like explosions with her mouth, and grins out at him from under the visor. Fights Finn, teaches him how to move with the quarterstaff, dances around him, lithe and easy and quick on her feet. Wears the jacket, sometimes, when it's cold, and Finn can see she needs a little comforting. It's comically overlarge on her, slouchy through the shoulders and hanging long over her wrists, and Poe grins to see it, likes the idea of something of his being used in this two-part act of care. Poe watches the way Finn looks at Rey, too, how Finn's eyes are lit up with something that can only be love. Poe can see Finn's shocked by it, surprised, uncertain of how to proceed. He wonders what it must be like to come out of Starkiller, to come out of years, decades of absolute discipline, and to discover something like love so quickly. It must be culture shock, he thinks, and it's no wonder Finn wears bemusement like a garment whenever he gazes at Rey. It burns, a little, just an extension of the burn Poe's felt all along for Finn, but he's deep in acceleration there. He can't pull back the throttle now. An X-Wing, though. An X-Wing doesn't handle like a TIE fighter. In an X-Wing with a good pilot, you can take off so smooth you've pushed through the atmosphere before you even realize you've left the surface of your world. Shara Bay was a good pilot, a great pilot, and the first time Poe ever went up into the air, it was nestled in her lap, looking out into the clear, dark sky and the arc of the Yavin gas giant floating ahead of them, and then, belatedly, at the ground that had dropped away beneath them, the green of Yavin 4 receding into nothing but a smudgy haze of jungle and water and earth. He's the best pilot in the galaxy, he jokes, but even so, he can't always take off so smooth and fluid. When it happens, his breath catches in his throat and his heart beats faster, and it's everything he loves about flying. Finn loves physical contact, Poe discovers. Loves bumping knees and thighs together in the mess benches. Loves leaning his shoulder against Poe's. Loves hugging. Embraces that are all unselfconscious and warm and genuine. Bodies pressed up against each other. He's picked up Poe's habit of calling people buddy, clapping them on the shoulder with an open hand. Finn's so warm, Poe can hardly stand it. Rey's not as physical, more aloof in a way Poe can only think of as protective, but she holds Finn's hand like it means something, and the sight of it aches just a little. Poe likes Rey, likes her a lot, wants her to like him back. And she just eats another air cake, licks cardboard syrup off her fingers, and leans a shoulder against him in a gesture that can only have been picked up from Finn. And then Rey smiles one day, smiles so blinding that Poe's breath catches. It's exactly the kind of love that's like an X-Wing takeoff. So smooth, he hadn't even realized he was falling in love with her at all, until her smile drops everything out from underneath him, and he realizes the ground is far below, and he's floating free and untethered in the clear space of the sky. Once he realizes, learns he's in love with them both, it only gets harder to navigate, because they are both so, so clearly in love with each other. I don't know the sky here, the stars. They're all different from Jakku, Rey complains, and Poe thinks, I can give you that at least, let me show you, and it's too easy to offer. You can learn them on a holo display, he says, but why don't we go up to the roof tonight and look at them? We can take dinner up there, have a picnic. He says it so smoothly, artfully casual, as if his heart isn't beating hard at the thought of Rey's face under the open night sky. What's a picnic? Rey asks, and BB-8 explains in excited whirring. Rey gives Poe a very dry look. Eating outside, she says, as if I haven't done that my whole life. And Poe is about to apologize when he catches the sparkle in her eye, the twitch at the corner of her lips. Rey teasing him, Rey smirking at a joke she's made, and it takes his breath away all over again, makes him stutter. I'll bring Forrest honey cake, he says. You'll like it, I promise. He doesn't just bring Forrest honey cake. He brings his old guitar, battered from years of dragging it from base to base, and a blanket from his bunk, and rounds of cheese he's wheedled out of the head of supplies. Rey brings Finn, and a bottle of Corellian wine she says Master Luke gave her. Finn brings a loaf of bread, real bread, because he's learning how to bake, and his sleeves and sweater are always dusted with flour now. BB-8 brings nothing except for the uncomfortable sense, for Poe, that the droid is both judging him and laughing at his pining. Poe points out his favorite constellations, and they drink wine straight from the bottle because nobody brought any cups. And Poe tries very hard not to watch the way Finn's lips wrap around the mouth of the bottle, or how Rey eats honey cakes as if she's discovering a new world, until he can see how sticky her fingers are, even in the dark. What's this? Finn asks eventually, fetching his guitar with one finger, and Poe smiles, picks it up, strums the strings thoughtfully. A musical instrument, he tells Finn. It was my father's. Play us a song? Finn asks, obviously delighted, and Rey murmurs in agreement, still looking up at the stars. A song, huh? Poe teases, tightens the strings until they're in tune. What kind of song? Something you know and we don't, Finn says. Rey snorts. Don't you mean every song in the system? She asks, softens it with a smile and a brush of her hand against Finn's knee. There's an old song I know, Poe says after a pause of consideration, finds his fingering, and starts playing.
Dicen que por las noches no más se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no comía, nomás se le iba en puro tomar.
He sings, remembering his father's voice and the close and heady warmth of a Yavin 4 evening, how his mom had joined in with a sweet and easy harmony, and the way the notes had drifted off into the jungle, always encroaching at the edge of their yard. Oh, Rey says softly, leans back against Finn's thighs. Watches him play.
Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto.
And Rey glances at BB-8, listens to it quietly chirp a translation. They swear that even the night skies tremble with pity, BB-8 says, to his sad wails and sharp cries, and Rey sighs a little. What does it mean? Finn asks, gently braiding and unbraiding Rey's hair, and Poe lets himself look at them as he plays, lets the emotion shiver in his voice.
Ay, 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 ay.
face smiles just a little. "It's a song about love," she says, wistful, her gaze fixed on Poe's fingers as he picks out the chords and melody. "Yes," Poe thinks, "yes, a song about love, that's it." And when he reaches the next verse,
"Que una paloma triste, muy de mañana, le va a cantar,"
his voice catches, breaks on the note. "It sounds sad," Finn says, his fingers still combing through the strands of Ray's hair in a way that Poe can't take his eyes off for how delicate and easy Finn makes it look. Ray lifts a piece of forest honey cake to Finn's mouth, lets him eat it from her fingers, licks them clean, and Poe's voice hitches again. "It is sad," Ray agrees, and Finn frowns. "I don't like sad songs about love," he says, determined in his new opinion, and Ray laughs. "It's just a song," she says, but she's looking at Poe as she says it, her eyes clear and knowing, and Poe struggles to finish, drops his gaze. BB-8 whirs applause when he's done, and he keeps strumming the guitar, picking out a random melody, focusing on the string so he doesn't have to look up. "I like your voice, though," Finn says. "Don't you like his voice, Ray?" "Yes," Ray murmurs, "yes." Go silent for a moment. "I can't sing," she says, "but I can tell a story about love if you want me to." Poe tilts his head in assent, stills his fingers, and Ray smiles, shakes her own head. "No," she tells him, "keep playing, just like that." And then she doesn't shift at all, doesn't sit up, but she's somehow drawing herself together in a way that makes Poe think, unbidden, of Luke teaching the Force at the Academy. "A long time ago," she begins, "in a system far away, there was a girl named Dors Mirae, and she could fly." "She could fly?" Finn asks, eyes wide, and Ray swats at him. "No interruptions," she says, still smiling. "This is my story." Dors Mirae could fly in her ship, and she went many places, many systems, and no matter how far she went, she always knew where home was. But one day, her eye crashed on a planet far out at the edges of space, and when she woke up, she had forgotten everything she knew. Ray falls silent for a moment, nibbles a little more honey cake, swallows some more wine. "She thought her family would find her," Ray says softly, "but they didn't know where her ship had crashed, or they had forgotten her, or they were dead, and nobody came for Ray. Not on the first day, or the second day, or the 5,000th day, and Ray knew she was alone." "Why did she forget?" Poe asks, and Ray glances up at him. "When she crashed." "The planet stole memory," she tells him. "Or someone had been in her head, in her thoughts. Would the crash meddle her brain? It's not important. What matters is Raya was alone, and she could only rely on herself to survive, every day, day after day. She waited and she waited, and then finally, a man came to the planet, and he said he was a friend. I've never seen a friend before," Raya told him, and he smiled very bright. "Well, this is what we look like," the man said, "some of us." And he took her hand, but Dors Mirae did not know what to do with the hand held in hers. "I don't need your help," she said. And the friend tried to convince her to leave the planet with him anyways, to run to somewhere safe, because he was afraid to stay, but Ray was afraid to go. "This doesn't feel like a story about love," Finn says, and Ray rolls her eyes. "I'm getting there," she chides. "So impatient, Finn." Ray was afraid to go, but she could not stay behind, and she could not turn her back, and she could not stop what the universe wanted of her. So she fought, and she was taken. And again, she thought nobody would come for her. Poe shivers, remembers being locked in place while Ren picked through his thoughts, and his fingers stall on the strings for a moment. Ray is still lying with her head in Finn's lap, but when Poe looks up, Ray is looking at him, and her gaze feels warm and tender and understanding. "Ray was wrong," Ray continues, "because there were people who had not forgotten this time, and people who came for her, and though they were injured and the battle was hard, at the end of it they all stood together, and Ray felt what she had forgotten, what she had discarded as unimportant." "Love," Finn sighs happily, and Poe hides a smile.
Love, she agrees. Rae's friend had a friend, someone who he too thought was lost, and his friend became Rae's. The three of them together, like moons in an orbit. And Rae discovered that although there were still things she had forgotten, and gaps where what she had lost could never be found, love was something she could discover anew, like discovering the way the Force ran warm through her, or how many cakes there were in the whole universe. And Rae felt like she was eating and eating until love was so sweet that her mouth ached. She falls silent, and Poe hums a little.
Las piedras jamás paloma que sabrán jamás.
Wait, Finn says, frowning. Is that the end of the story? Yes, Rae says, closes her eyes. I don't know where it goes from there. Poe feels that weightlessness again, Rae's words dropping out everything from under him. And then, glancing at Poe's face, the burn of acceleration too. He's a good pilot, he's the best pilot, but he doesn't know how to pick through this space. But, Finn says, pauses, looks a little shy at Poe, and then touches his finger softly to Rae's mouth. Why would love hurt? If you love two people, Poe says, or you love someone and they don't love you back. His voice is rough, like his throat aches, and he sets his guitar down, looks up at the sky without seeing it. There's a constellation there, in the Dakwar system, one he'd pointed out earlier. Every pilot knows it. The Crux Minor. Follow its point, and you'll fly straight home, even without bearings or navigational equipment. Poe feels, right now, like he has neither bearings nor navigational equipment, like he needs a Crux to follow home. He closes his eyes, listens to the hum of the conversation. But, Finn says again, why can't you love two people? Why? Poe asks, and hears Rae say again, the three of them together like moons in an orbit. Shifts herself so her feet are tucked under Poe's thigh. If you all want it. Don't we? Finn says. Don't we all want it? Isn't that how the story ends? I don't know, Rae says. Rae shrugs. Ask Poe. And it's a surprise that makes Poe's eyes fly open. You're in love with each other, he says, because it seems like an important place to start. And? Finn asks, looking at him as if he's a prize idiot. Aren't you in love with us both? He is. Of course he is. He learned that weeks ago. He didn't realize that all the time he was watching them, Finn and Rae were watching Poe right back, watching the way he looked at them, and putting together every hitched breath and careful pause and easy press of thigh against theirs. Rae's a pilot, too. Knows how to fly deft through all the rocks hanging in the conversational air. And Finn? Finn's always been good at spotting the target and taking aim at what matters. Aren't you? Finn asks again, and Poe lets out a long breath, wraps his hand around Rae's ankle. Yes, he tells them. Yes, yes. And when they both smile, Poe feels the acceleration before either of them ever kisses him. The end. Thank you for listening. This was recorded as part of Podfic Polygons 2018 with me, Cantarina, and Amina Jenkins. Billy! This fic was recorded as part of Podfic Polygons 2018. Me, Cantarina, and Amina Jenkins did it at Polygon Triangle, which is a three-person group focusing on the three generations of Star Wars threesomes. Our other two fics were the prequel one, Buy Me a Ring, and the original trilogy one, Best Laid Plans. The thing about this fic that I didn't notice right away is that Luke is so shipping Finn and Poe and Rae. He is the one who gives them the bottle of Corellian wine. And moreover, it's Corellian wine. Corellian alcohol is something that I very much associate with Han. He's giving this trio that he's shipping a bottle of Corellian wine. Corellian wine was so Luke Han Leia's thing back in the day. It must have been. And maybe I'm just seeing things because I've had Star Wars threesomes on the brain lately. But honestly, it's a great way to view the world, and I make no apologies for it. To my Podfic Polygon partners, thank you so much. First for adopting me, and then for obliging me and my newbiness. This is the first Podfic collab I've ever done, and I really loved it. And also, thank you to the Podfic Polygon mods for making this happen. And lastly, thank you to you, dear listener. I hope you enjoyed.